In a report released Sunday, the U.S. Coast Guard's Marine Board of Investigation identified 39 different initial recommendations for how to shore up safety for mariners. Jackson says he was most struck by how many of those were already recommended years ago, following a similar disaster off the coast of Virginia.
Several of these recommendations are the same ones that were recommended after the sinking of the Marine Electric in 1983.
Including the use of enclosed lifeboats. A law mandating them in new ships was passed 3 years later, but older vessels, like El Faro, were exempted. Jackson says he'd also like to see the Coast Guard be solely responsible for marine safety inspections. Currently, the bulk of that work is delegated to third parties. Congress has to swiftly pass laws doing all of these things in order for the industry to become safer, he says.
The Coast Guard can recommend things to be done, but unless Congress has the will to ensure the safety of seafarers, nothing will change.
The Coast Guard Commandant has to sign off on which recommendations he agrees with before they become final. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.